Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in studio for a Topless Tuesday episode. It's a little bit of a different crew tonight. It's Ian.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Conan.
We are, it's starting to cool off.
It is. It is.
No more swimming. In fact, I just, we boated down the Connecticut yesterday and,
cold out there,
huh? Passed a couple of rope swings and I wanted to, but, that wind was really blowing. I mean, the sun was good. As you can tell, I got a little red. But, yeah, it's getting cold. So
summertime is over.
Topless Tuesdays might be weaning out pretty soon.
We'll see, eventually.
I don't know. As soon as I see those, and it's really pronounced here in New Hampshire, but as soon as I see those leaves turn.
Yep. October 10th, I believe, is about when it's going to start happening. And then
I've already seen some of them.
We have to worry about the leaf peepers coming up from wherever they come.
There's a couple of nice patches, like green, red.
Yeah.
Green.
It's good, so it's coming.
So there's, you guys familiar with Project Veritas?
Yeah, they do a lot of good work, but they always have the crappiest audio ever. I mean, you can't. What's going on here? But yes, lots of whistleblower. It's good stuff.
Well, they've got a new one that came out yesterday. It's a 13-minute long video. We're not going to play the 13 minutes, but there's like a little, you know, they put together, I don't know, 2 minutes in advance or 2.5 minutes in advance of the video, quick summary. I've taken that, edited out the curse words that do appear in this particular clip. It is undercover video, and what they've got is a whistleblower that works for the federal government, for the Department of
Health and Human Services.
And she's coming out now, and she's saying there's a huge cover-up. So, Peekless, it's good that you're here tonight, because you were giving us some of the numbers from the VAERS system over the weekend.
It's up to like 13,000 right now, right?
Depends on how you count it, because I think the most valuable and useful numbers are the U.S.-only numbers.
Right.
Because this is a U.S. system, after all.
But I was surprised there were worldwide numbers.
Right. But, I mean, it's just absolutely insane. Like, I mean, so I was showing Captain the chart, and I'm like, okay, I think this pretty much sums it up. And he's like, well, wait, where's the data? Because it's a chart showing like all of the deaths of every vaccine that's been reported to the system from 1990 when it was instituted to now.
Right.
And it's just like a flat line.
Like a flat line, and all of a sudden, 2020.
If you look real close, there is a little yellow bar across, and then suddenly, boom.
Skyrocket.
Yeah.
And it's been reported that the cases on VAERS probably only amounts between 1 and 10% of actual incidents.
Because
no one even knows about it. I never knew about it till this year.
I ended up running into, because I was researching this, and I ended up running into, there's someone who filed lawsuit like a couple years back because some of the people in the VAERS system are saying, no, these numbers aren't correct at all. Some of the people are reporting that, like, no, this is saying like 15,000. No, I saw at least 45,000 on my system,
yeah,
and that they haven't published who that is, but they have made these statements under oath. So I mean, that
correct? It is illegal to lie on the VAERS system, so they've got that.
So these people have made these statements under oath that I personally saw at least 45,000 under this system, and that's not what's getting reported.
Yeah. And you know, if there had been. I can't remember which one it was. It was one of the vaccines they were working on some years ago. I think there was like, 10, 15 deaths? They pulled it immediately.
Yeah.
Now we're at COVID-19 vax, the shots, it's a little over 13,000 at the moment? And they're still trucking along. They say, don't look over here. Keep on, follow the science.
For total reported numbers officially on the VAERS system, it's like 14,900.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm talking about deaths. Not all the other adverse things
that have gone wrong. Not all of the ER visits or anything like that. Just the deaths.
Don't look over there. Just follow the science, guys.
So you guys are probably not going to be surprised when you find out that this, but some people out there, maybe this is the first time they're hearing about this, that this VAERS system is indeed underutilized. And she's got, she's coming out now, and she's saying this publicly. She works for the Department of Health and Human Services. She's a federal employee. She's expecting to be punished for coming out like this. But let me just play you the brief clip here that kind of sums up what is, again, a 13-minute part one. So part two has not yet been released.
Yes, that's another thing Veritas does. He likes to, he'll get it out there. They'll get it out there. And they'll
let, that's a smart thing to do. I mean,
and they'll let people stew over it, and sometimes things slip up. People come out that, you know, inadvertently, and then they'll spill some more a couple days later.
By the way, this video, what I'm about to play you here, has already been taken down by Facebook and Instagram.
Of course. Of course.
And that, even though it's an actual DHHS employee who is saying something contrary to the official line.
Well, and since you mentioned it, I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, when they were actually pretending to do their job, if they were tracking a serial killer, they would, like, release this much information.
Correct. But
there would always be
something missing that only the murderer would know about.
Or someone who would know direct information.
Exactly.
Exactly. And I think that's a really smart move because we are tracking mass murderers. Like, that's what we're doing when we're trying to hold the feet of politicians to the fire. And you know, I've come to think of it as, so there's the bureaucratic government, that's the one we vote for, and the corporate government. But, I mean, in reality, there is no separation. They are both government, because we do live under fascism.
At this point in the game, when you consider all of the authority figures who have come out and said not to do certain things, like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, they have gotten people killed. Thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Thousands of people killed. India is suing one of the World Health Organization organizers because they say you got thousands of people killed because you told them not to use ivermectin.
Oh, yeah. It's a completely upside-down world where we are getting banned off of all of these platforms from speaking the truth, whereas everyone who says the lies that are actually killing people, they're allowed to freely propagate their information.
Surely you'll become an influencer if you back the state.
And they know no bounds. Even Nicki Minaj can't get away from these clowns. She's coming out talking about how she's not going to have any part about it. I'm going to, you know, you do you, I do me. I know a friend of a friend who had problems.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm going to strange bedfellows there.
She's something for yourself.
And they're coming after her tooth and nail. These people are eating their own.
All right. So here is the audio. Let's get into it.
Doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
Tell us about who this person is.
Dr. Gonzalez is one of our emergency room doctors at Phoenix Indian Medical Center.
And she's a federal employee?
Correct.
And now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath.
And he's got myocarditis.
Yes.
All of this is bullshit.
Probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right,
but now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the mat.
What patient was she referring to?
She was referring to that patient, that 30-something-year-old patient that had congestive heart failure.
And in that particular patient's case, it was not reported.
No.
And as it turns out, in a lot of cases, it's not being reported.
Mm-mm.
And whether it's a conspiracy or whether it's, as I believe later in the video, in the full video that I'm not going to play here, because this kind of gives you the gist enough to give you an idea. You can go and see it for yourself as long as it hasn't been taken down yet. One of the things that is said later is it takes a half hour to fill out one of these VAERS reports. And we've talked about how a lot of these hospitals, like a lot of places, a lot of businesses, are low on staff.
Yeah, right.
Don't have a lot of people. And if you're a nurse, you got patients.
Well, it's not a conspiracy to cover your ass. I mean, you know what you're risking by reporting these things. You know what you're risking by telling the truth in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it doesn't take a conspiracy for them to mark it down as this and not mark it down as that. Fill out this paperwork, but don't fill out that paperwork.
Yeah, so let me continue.
May I see your badges? Are you Jody O'Malley, the Department of Health and Human Services. This is the United States government identification. I'm looking at the CDC website. It says that you're required to report adverse events following vaccinations.
But they're not.
But they're not. And like you said, it's a lot of work, yeah. And some people are afraid to do it because their top dog administrator is going
to
tell
them.
Exactly.
Well, and they know who feeds them.
We will continue. There's a little bit more from this audio that I'll share with you, and it's over at the Project Veritas website. If you want to see the full thing, we'll link to it.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk. live. You can bring up anything that you want. The number is 603-283-6160. And here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And Conan.
I want you to know about Bitcoin.com. By the way, price is down a little bit today, scraping the $40,000 range for a whole Bitcoin. Might be a good time to look into getting into this stuff because cryptocurrency is likely never going away in our lifetimes. And it's probably just going to get more popular.
I got to ask, do you happen to know why or have you heard any reason why it suddenly dropped? Like, I knew it was going to drop around the time when El Salvador instituted it, but there was a fairly big drop, like, within the last day, and I have no idea why.
I have no idea why either. I don't try to figure out what Bitcoin, you know, why Bitcoin does what it does. Yeah. I mean, it's a global market. There's people constantly buying and selling it, so who knows? But
just wondering if you'd heard something weird, like Musk making another stupid tweet or something.
You can go to Bitcoin.com, click Getting Started or Get Started at the top of the page. There's videos there. One of them will last you all of, I think, 3 minutes to give you the basics on what makes Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash different, what makes it unique, what makes it, you know, world-changing financial technology. I recommend you take some time out and go and learn the basics over at Bitcoin.com. And then, if you don't need the basics, you can dig in deeper. They've got a lot more information there. Plus, their news site over at news.bitcoin.com will play more of this video, Project Veritas, speaking to Jody O'Malley, who is a registered nurse with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, coming out as a whistleblower about the VAERS system, the voluntary supposedly reporting system that these people are supposed to use. Like, yeah, it's voluntary, but they're also supposedly under some sort of obligation to use it. So maybe it's voluntary for some people, but not for others. Anyway, she's saying that they don't use it as often as they're supposed to, and we'll get back into that story. But first, Bob is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Bob.
Hi. Yeah, I have some nuts and bolts on the ground issues firsthand, not secondhand. I have a offspring we'll call Joe. And he's a licensed nursing assistant at a very, very large hospital in New Hampshire. And he's also now a nursing student going for registered nurse in Concord. And so at Hospital A, the very, very large hospital, is requiring vaccines, of course, and he has submitted a religious exemption, and so far it's been denied, and they've gone through two or three rounds, so that's Hospital A. Hospital B is affiliated with the nursing school, but is not actually the nursing school itself. It is the nursing school farms out some of its education to the Hospital B, and Hospital B has stated that they require vaccines now as well. He applied with a religious exemption, but they said that the format of his paperwork was incorrect. They wanted a PDF instead of a JPEG. And they escalated today, and basically they've actually asked for his badges back. The hospital has, not the school, and dismissed him from the clinicals program. Wow. So the question at this point is, what are the alternatives from a legal point of view or from a nuts and bolts? How do we get past this? Because obviously he's just been dismissed from clinicals, so we're protesting that. And he's paid thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for the privilege of going to nursing school.
Wow.
So I have one general thought on the matter. So the reason that I didn't go into the standard version of medicine is because I found out it was, by anyone's count, within the top five number of killers of Americans. And, I mean, the thing is, it is great at injury and terrible at illness. So if you have these people that really have a heartfelt desire to help people and to alleviate sickness, I suggest going into what they call alternative medicine, because when it comes to illness, when it comes to anything chronic, the Western medicine is just a terrible system on all of that. Now, it is absolutely the best when it comes to, like, you get hit by a car, you fall out of a window, something like that. Any traumatic injury, standard Western medicine is amazing. But when it comes to anything chronic or illness, it's absolutely terrible, and it does honestly more harm than good. So if these people are having trouble getting through the basic medical system and they want to help people who are sick, do what they call alternative medicine. There's a thousand different paths of it, and figure out what one works for them.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I can't give any legal advice, Bob. I'm not an attorney or anything like that, but... man, that's got to really suck if you've paid a ton of money into the educational system and now they're saying, yeah, we don't want you. We don't want your kind around here. And I think a lot of this depends on numbers. How many in any given system, in any given hospital, are willing to lose their job instead of get this vaccination? If it's a significant portion, then you may find the hospital is thinking twice about firing people. Whereas if it's 1% of the staff... they'll go ahead and cut all those people and be done with it.
But even now, but even 1%, I mean, they're hurting so hard right now. Even 1% could really put the tombstone down on this system.
I relay a funny anecdote for you?
Yeah, please.
This is again firsthand. So Hospital A, again, the giant hospital, you've all heard of it. You've probably driven past it a million times. They now have this this new program where they want unlicensed nursing assistants. In other words, they want assistance for the licensed nursing assistants that aren't necessarily licensed. They're so desperate for bodies that they have another rung beneath the licensed nursing assistant, which I believe is the bottom rung already in the licensed medical
profession. You're saying they want to hire people who've never even gone to medical school. They just want, like, runners, basically paid interns, people that'll go and get a thing and bring it to a place, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, licensed nursing assistant is like a 4 to 6 week course, and that is like the lowest level of licensure in the medical profession right now in the United States. Then they have like licensed practical nurses, and they have registered nurses, and they have bachelor's nurses and masters. So licensed nursing assistants, or LNAs, are the lowest rung on the ladder inside the hospitals as far as actually contacting patients and doing anything at all medical, like taking pulses, blood pressure, and things like that. Now they have this new job where they're going to have the licensed nursing assistants have unlicensed assistants. It's just mind-boggling.
Assistance to the assistants. I gotcha.
Well, that's not surprising. I mean, from everything that I've always heard, like, it's completely displaced from what it should be, where most of what we actually expect to get done as far as medicine goes is getting done by the nurses. Mm. So nurses are doing the job of doctors anyway. So, I mean, you may as well move this all down the rung so that the people who are assisting, well, I mean, if what they're assisting in doesn't actually require the knowledge that they had to acquire for that license, then you should have the people who can assist them that don't necessarily have the knowledge but can do the job.
Bob, thanks for calling in tonight and sharing that experience with us. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. And we'll hear more from the nurse that Project Veritas has brought out publicly. She is a whistleblower saying that there's a whole lot of cases of vaccine side effects that are not being reported at all, and that it's a lot of cases the hospital policy to keep hush-hush about them. Why is that? You can share your thoughts with us.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is confirming the body found in Wyoming is Gabby Petito. A body fitting Petito's description was found on Sunday in a camping area near Grand Teton National Park. The FBI noting the coroner's initial determination for her death is homicide. Her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, is a person of interest in her disappearance, and the FBI executed a search warrant at his family home as agents look for him. Democratic congressional leaders on Monday rolled out a plan that will attach the debt limit extension to legislation funding the government. Republican Senator from Utah, Mitt Romney, not a fan of this idea.
A single Republican vote on spending measures, but they think we should have to raise the debt limit for them. That's not something we're going to do. If they're going to spend all the money on their own, then they're going to pay for it on their own.
This is USA Radio News. The man accused of staging a deadly shooting spree in a Minnesota health clinic is expected to appear in court Tuesday. Gregory Ulrich is charged with second-degree murder, attempted murder, and setting off explosive devices for what he's accused of doing northwest of Minneapolis. Prosecutors say the 68-year-old defendant shot five workers at a clinic in Buffalo back in February. The Biden administration is announcing a new policy regarding travel to the United States.
The United States will put out the welcome mat in November to air travelers from 33 countries, including China, India, Brazil, and most of Europe, who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The decision announced by the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, Jeff Zients, marked an abrupt shift from President Biden's stand last week that said it was not the right time to lift any restrictions amid rising COVID-19 cases. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nicholas Manley.
And Conan.
We're sharing with you some audio of the Project Veritas Part 1 Department of Health and Human Services whistleblower goes public on the vaccine, let's call it a cover-up, where there's way more vaccine issues, vaccine-related health issues coming out then and deaths than are being reported.
Probably more than every vaccine in the last 100 years combined, I would say.
Well, that's what we found out over the weekend, is even with the official numbers from VAERS, it's more than, I think it was the number of deaths, greater than the number of deaths from all the other vaccines in the last 20-plus years of this reporting system.
30 years. And just think about it. I know people out there listening, you know somebody who took this thing and they were sick for a week, or they couldn't move their arm, or they had to go to the emergency room because of, you know, complications. I would bet that you know more people who have been harmed are sickened by this vaccine than you know people who actually got sick from COVID.
Ooh, now that's an interesting question.
Just think about because everyone says they know someone who knows someone who died of COVID. I honestly don't. I take that back. I know one person.
Yeah.
But a person from a person from a person. So it's way down the line. I don't personally know anybody.
Yeah, but, I don't personally know anybody.
So just think of those numbers. How many people you know took the shot, got sick for a week, versus people who got sick from COVID and were bedridden?
Well, I guess I should say Gene the Christian Anarchist, one of our listeners, supposedly died of COVID. But then again, he was also a man in his mid-70s.
Correct. So he was a man. He was an elderly man.
He was up.
He died. He died, and he also might have had COVID. So there you go. That's how. You die from a motorcycle accident in this day and age.
And they'll say it was COVID.
Oh hell yeah. Suicide, COVID.
Let's go to a little bit more of this clip here. Again, this is a 13-minute long video. I've got the first 2.5 minutes where they kind of summarize the content here for you from Project Veritas. Again, they're interviewing a woman. She works for the Department of Health and Human Services. And this video that we're playing for you has already been taken down from both Facebook and Instagram, according to InsiderPaper.com. Facebook wrote to the person who posted it, quote, "We encourage free expression, but we don't allow false information about COVID-19 that could contribute to physical harm." And what's the content of this video? It's an interview with a woman that works for the federal government.
Right.
Who is saying, yeah, you're being lied to about the vaccine and all of the side effects. Here's some more.
It says that you're required to report adverse events following vaccinations. One of those would be congestive heart failure.
Yeah, it's a huge one.
Were there other instances that they didn't report?
Oh, I've seen dozens of people come in with an adverse reaction.
Yeah, it's really sad. She had just come back from surgery, from leave.
So what are we looking at here?
You're looking at me transferring her to a higher level of care that could handle her condition.
And this is a colleague at your hospital who got sick.
She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. And she was coerced into taking it.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle?
They say later in the video that the woman died.
Yeah.
So her coworker was given one of these mandates that we're hearing about coming around to all the hospitals. Our co-host Nikki just got one for her hospital.
And they'll warn you, we might not give you the religious exemption.
She said that there is a religious exemption, but it requires all kinds of, like, you have to wear an N95 mask at all times. You know, even when you're on break, you have to separate from other employees. You're not allowed to actually talk to other employees. So to try
testing twice a week, probably.
Something like that.
And some of them are like, well, we only accept these forms of religious exemption. Mm-hmm. So if you're exempt from this, you also have to stop doing all of these other things.
Yeah, they want to make it as difficult on people to be exempt from this as possible.
But not federal employees, not USSBS, you know, not who else is off the hook these days?
Oh, Congress.
Congressional staff and Congress themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Here's more.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? It's not what a lot of people would do. They're scared. They're afraid. Are you afraid?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid because my faith lies in God and not man. This is evil at the highest level. You have the FDA. You have the CDC that are both supposed to be protecting us.
Are you afraid they're going to retaliate against you?
Yeah. I'm a federal employee. What other federal employees do you see coming out?
But you put your faith in God.
Amen.
Again, the full video of for now, and you know, presuming it's not going to be taken down, is available at projectveritas.com. And they say this is part one, so there's more of this to come. And there's a little bit more here from projectveritas.com. They interviewed her, and there was another undercover recording with Dr. Gonzalez. That was the woman that was saying that, that they're full of S earlier, that the people that are promoting this vaccine are full of S. She says later, Jody, the woman who's come out, says, "So how come after 18 months we haven't had any research? Isn't that fishy to you?" Gonzalez responds saying, "It does. It is fishy." And O'Malley says, "It's super fishy." Then Dr. Dale McGee, an ER doctor, says, "It's not that it hasn't been done. It hasn't been published. That's why." Gonzalez responds, "It hasn't probably been done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn COVID vaccine is full of S."
Yeah, it doesn't fit the narrative. They are gathering too much control, too much power is at stake. If they let this thing, you know, unravel, it ruins the narrative.
Not to mention too much money.
A lot of money.
I mean,
billions. The vaccines were paid for before they were even administered.
I mean, like, I know that everyone in this room is very well aware that there are a lot of people who are motivated by power over others. But that's not a compelling argument for plenty of people. But, you know, you don't have to go there. You can just be like, hey, they'll do corrupt things for money. Like, we can all accept that, right? That politicians and corporate overlords will do some corrupt things for money. Well, think about how much money they just stole from everyone and moved into Big Pharma to create these vaccines, to distribute these vaccines.
And more coming with booster shots.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I've got a related clip from our buddies in Australia about what they're going to be doing. They're renaming the vaccine passport a booster passport now.
You got
in
to.
Australia. Because two ain't enough for you to be compliant.
Melbourne, you citizens of Melbourne, keep doing what you've been doing.
There's been a lot of uprising.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's going to happen more and more.
Some people don't like vaccines, but who doesn't like a booster?
Deanna Paris.
This sounds good.
Registered nurse, a different person, was, again, in another undercover video with this lady, Jodie O'Malley. Again, O'Malley's the woman that's come out. She's speaking with Deanna Paris, who's a registered nurse with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Paris says, quote, "It's a shame that they," meaning the government, "are not treating people with COVID like they're supposed to, like they should. I think they want people to die."
Oh, yeah.
This is what a registered nurse has to say.
Yeah, especially the old people, the old eaters.
Eaters.
Who are sucking down the system as we speak. What better get... Cuomo figured it out. 15,000, like that. Just move a couple COVID patients into the old people's homes. There you go. That's a lot of money saved.
So O'Malley responds asking, how many of you seen that have gotten vaccinated here? And the nurse responds, that got sick from the side effects? A lot. O'Malley says, a lot? She says, have you seen it too? And O'Malley says, yeah. And I'm like, who's writing the Varus reports? Paris says, quote, nobody, because it takes over a half hour to write the damn thing. Hmm. And these people are already loaded up.
And they know how to do it, too. They know where to go. Sure. They know that this thing exists. They've probably done it before, maybe.
And they're like, unlike you know what? I got patients to deal with. I don't have time for this. So, again, it may not be as much of a conspiracy as it is just an inconvenience.
Yep.
But there may also be official. In fact, they touch on it later that it's official policy to,
I believe that.
To not write these things.
Well, and it's certainly convenient to the politicians that the old people are dying because then we can claim that these programs that were always going to fail, well, they haven't failed yet. See? Mm-hmm. Social Security can limp along for another 10 years now.
Oh, no. They've already cut it back
12
to,
years.
They've cut it back to 33 now.
Yeah. No, you mean 2033. That's when the deadline. Yeah. All right. So more coming up here in moments. You can join us. Share your thoughts. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 in the studio with you. It's Ian.
Nicholas Mountain.
And Conan.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Starting out here tonight, the latest madness with COVID, of course, continuing with vaccine mandates, cracking down on various different industries. We're seeing people already getting the threat saying, hey, if you don't vaccine yourself, you don't get the jab, you're going to get fired. And
people are folding. I know someone in my life, my family, who just folded today.
What was their circumstance? What industry?
Education.
Mm.
They couldn't do it. They didn't want to.
Teacher?
He's a teacher. He's got a family. Mm. He's a young man. He has a young family. There's a lot dependent upon him. And he said he folded. I'm like, well, if you're gonna do it, take Johnson & Johnson. Just don't take that.
Oh, because it's actually a vaccine?
It's a real counter virus? Old school vaccine, correct. Not this new Frankenstein nonsense that has never been tested on humans before, by the way, guys.
Well, and it dawned on me. It's literally a counter virus. Because, like, what a virus does is that it injects mRNA. That's literally what a virus does. And the injection of mRNA interferes with your cell function. And what this is an injection of mRNA. So it's literally a countervirus.
You're talking about the mRNA ones?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, not the Johnson & Johnson one, the Pfizer and Moderna ones.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in a year. We'll see that this doesn't mess your immune system up, you know, for life, where you're having to take a pill every 6 months or one, or a pill every single day just to stay alive because someone messed up your cells.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Hey, I hate to see it. I hate to say it, but you're guinea pigs, and you know, we'll see where this goes.
Well, here's what the let's see here. Daniel Andrews, one of the people there in Australia that is, of course, cracking down all over the place, and not, I don't know how restrictive all of the states are, but some of them are particularly bad there in Australia.
I've heard that there's some, it's like night and day. Mm-hmm. They're walking around unmasked. They don't even realize what's going on in Victoria and mm-hmm. you know, that the fact that they've been locked down for damn near a year.
Yeah, Victoria and New South Wales are two of the worst, and this is from the Victoria state.
Well, so they're left-leaning states, too, so there you go.
Here's the clip.
The left loves us.
Passports are designed to do exactly that. They won't be there forever. I can't say, as I stand here right now, how many
how long it'll be on, how long it'll be a feature of things. But, you know, arguably, it won't be a vaccine passport you'll be showing in the first half of next year. It'll be your booster passport to show that you've been to have your third jab and that you've still got the protection that comes from either AstraZeneca, Moderna, or Pfizer.
So it's now a booster passport instead of a vaccine passport. So already changing the language, moving the goalposts, and he actually claims that this isn't going to go on forever. Really? Why wouldn't it?
I actually didn't quite catch that because the accent, whether it was won't or might. Did he say this might go on forever?
He said it won't
go on forever.
He said it won't go on forever, but he can't say for how long it will go on.
Okay, so the heat death of the universe accepted. Won't go on forever. I mean, eventually, you know, this will turn into a white dwarf or something. Yeah. But you know,
well, it's going to go away when the people stand up and take it back, take the power back. Until then, you're going to get a booster every 6 months.
Well, and that's the thing. This is an illusion. The power has never belonged to them. It's always belonged to us.
Mm. But there's always been more of us than there are of them.
Absolutely. I mean, it's very much the circumstance of an elephant being tethered by a rope. Mm-hmm. Do you know how that one works?
I can imagine it.
Yeah, so like, when you have an elephant, like a very young elephant, you get like a nice big chain and you stake it in real good, and that elephant will pull and pull and pull on that chain.
It's too small at that point.
Right, exactly. So when it gets a little bit older, you can use a lighter chain. It'll pull a couple of times, but, you know, it really... It
learned its lesson.
Yeah, it knows that it can exert all of its efforts, and it will not be enough. So then by the time you have a full-grown elephant, you can take a light little rope and gently stake it into the ground, and it goes, oh, guess I'm stuck here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, you can that goes for every domesticated animal out there.
Absolutely.
You train them young. You get them into that mindset that they don't know. They don't know freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we're born, Ben Stone, the Quaker man, he was talking about this. I saw a little tweet from him the other day. Basically, we are born anarchists. We are born free. And then from day one, we are beaten into what we are now. We're soft. We're malleable. We're clay-like. But we're free. We are truly free. And then from day one, rules are thrown at us.
Society
is thrown at us. Mm-hmm. This is what you do to fit in.
I think it was,
we're shaped to fit into this,
like
this
Henry David Thoreau that said, man is born free, yet everywhere he is in chains.
This is what it is.
That's
I
true.
Mean, we are freer than most because we realize, you know, what's actually going on.
Well,
we talk about it
in our mind, you know, free in our minds.
I see the bars. I see the chains.
Sure.
Most people don't.
No, that's true.
Because they don't know they exist.
Well,
I could have freed another thousand slaves if only they knew it.
Yeah, that's Harriet Tubman told me that quote.
Well, and that's exactly the thing. Once you see the cage, you actually notice that there is a way out. Like, there is a door that's open over here. You have to gather with people who also see the chains and say, you know what? We're going to have our own community. We're going to help each other out. We're going to form our own markets.
You stand up, you turn around, you walk past those guys with the puppets putting the shadows on the wall, and you walk right out of the cave. It's gonna hurt. It's going to hurt like a son of a bitch, but you got to get out of that cave and you got to go out where the sunlight is.
Yeah, and once you take that first step, it's going to be a screaming, searing pain to your eyeballs, but you get used to it, and then you look around and you get to see flowers and trees and birds and breathe fresh air and actually live among free people.
Yeah, imagine
exactly.
That.
and for you who regularly call in complaining about the state that you live in, California, I'm talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
There are places you can move to that, you know, that we see it, we understand it, and we're trying to build that community.
It's
happening as we speak.
There's a greater number of people who are posting on various different social media saying they are buying a house, looking for a house, looking to make the move, making the move, in the planning stages. So there's a lot of people now that... Maybe they hadn't taken the Free State Project and this migration, this New Hampshire freedom migration, seriously before. They're taking it seriously now because they are surrounded by people who believe that masks and mandates are making them free. They believe that those chains that we see are chains are actually helpful, that they're beneficial.
Yeah. Well, freedom is slavery, don't you know?
Security. Yes, that's the key. They'll give it up for a little bit of safety.
Oh, but they're getting freedom. See, if they do
intentionally
what they're told,
enslave myself is to be really free.
But if they just do what they're told, then they can go out to eat.
Oh yeah.
Then they can go out to the movies. Then they can go out to the theater.
And they never
and
they never see the goalpost. It keeps just moving down the field. It's gonna move again, guys. It's gonna move. There's gonna be a fourth jab.
Hey.
Oh yeah.
It's only going to be 2 weeks.
Look at Israel.
Yes,
they're already
there.
They're already on their fourth shot.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming. Until you stand up
and say no.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I hear all of these stories about people who moved down to Texas, moved down to Florida, and they're like, man, this is not what I thought it was going to be.
Surprise.
And one of the big things about that, and it really is a huge difference, because, like, I came from Denver. Denver has, like, as a, like, general metro area, twice the population of the whole state of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And Florida, Texas, they have a lot of people.
20 plus, 29 million, I believe it's 20-ish for Florida and 29 for Texas.
And you got to figure, like, there is a bell curve on cares about freedom.
Mm-hmm. You're a little grain of sand on the beach.
Exactly. But you move to a place like this, and our city, I live in Manchester, and it's
a big city.
I mean, yeah, the big city of New Hampshire, and it's really like
it's
a
like
large
it's like
town.
It's like 100,000, that's it.
Right,
that's
it. Right. So the fact that there are so many people here who believe in freedom, who care about our liberties and basic humanity, I mean, it's I can't express what a difference it makes to move to a place like New Hampshire.
Yeah, I feel so bad for people that are planning a move to Florida and or Texas who actually love liberty. Hey, if you're a conservative and you want to be around more conservatives, get on down to Texas. Get on down to Florida. I'm sure you'll have a good time there. But if you actually are a libertarian, if you're a liberty-minded person, an anarchist, a voluntarist, there's no better place to be. I mean, as far as raw numbers of actual activists, not just based on, you know, per capita, per population. I mean, we kill it on that. But even just raw numbers of people, we kill it there too.
Yeah,
and there's just a real community here of freedom loving people that is unmatched anywhere else out there. I just feel so bad. I feel like these other people, they're spending all this money to move down to these places, and then they're gonna feel like they're stuck there because, man, I paid all this money to move and it's expensive.
And they can impress one of us, they can't impress all of us, but we've got to be together on it.
All right, hour two's coming up. 603-283-6160 coming up. We'll talk about the big bust that the police down in New Zealand made coming up, and we'll explain what it's all about.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.